Hello, and welcome to Anime Tour Bus. I'm your guide, Metzger, and this week, Eric's not here. I'll let you take a second to just process that. Eric is not here. So it's just you and me, listener. And I figured, since we don't have Eric here, there's no point in talking about Spy X Family or Chainsaw Man. So instead, I thought I'd give you a little bit of a filler episode. And we would just kind of talk about sort of a mid-season roundup, what Metzger's been watching in her free time, maybe what the community thinks about something. Let me take a second to try and sell you on some other animes that you maybe wouldn't have watched on your own. Okay, so for most things this season, we're about halfway through. Chainsaw Man's on episode 6. Spy X Family is in a weird place. It's on episode 19. So, not 6. I guess that's 7, right? Fall of 2022 for anime, at least in my opinion, has been nothing but bangers. It's been a jam-packed sort of season. And it made it very hard to select what we wanted to actually cover on the podcast. Well, I guess maybe not, because there's no getting away from Chainsaw Man. That's just inevitable. It was too big to fail. That's not the correct way to use that. And since we had covered Spy X Family, and Eric was actually really excited for it, it felt like we needed to do the back half of that season. Some other really big titles this season are Mob Psycho 100, got its season 3. My Hero Academia is on season 6. There's that whole Bleach thing going on. The Eminence in Shadow is way better than anyone thought it was going to be. Well, I guess maybe not anyone, but than what most people thought it was. So the things I'm here to talk about are Irima, I'm the Villainess, Raven of the Inner Palace, and Akiba Maid Cafe. That's what I'm gonna try and sell you on. Only one of these is a shonen. Longtime listeners probably recognize by now that Eric is very big into shonens. It's kind of the only thing that we can get him to enjoy. I do think shonens are usually everyone's ticket to the anime world. It's kind of your first sights into it. You're always going to get hooked on one of the big shonens. And then, after a couple of those, you'll start to be more interested or nuanced, or you'll kind of start to like something else. And some other genre will get your attention. So Welcome to Demon School, Irima is in its third season, and it's about a young boy named Irima who is sold to a demon by his parents. Being sold to Sullivan just actually means a better life for Irima. Sullivan the demon has always wanted children and grandchildren, and not having any on his own, he purchases Irima to spoil him and send him to a very prestigious demon high school of which he is the headmaster. And we spend the entire time watching Irima deal with situations that he should never be equipped on how to handle, but because of his overly friendly personality and inability to say no, he usually comes out on top every time. The third season puts us smack dab in the middle of the Harvest Festival, and it puts the students in a 4-day competition to survive and scavenge for point-based materials in which to rank up kind of the grade system at the school. It's a real romp. The season starts with a big training arc for all of the protagonists, the kids of the misfit class. I'm torn because I don't want to give too many examples, and I don't really want to spoil too much for anyone who maybe hasn't been catching up on this. I don't want to treat it like you've been watching along. I want to convince you that if you haven't watched this, you definitely should. It's the one shonen on the list. I guess it's a shonen. Is it? No, it's an isekai. Yeah, it is a shonen. I'm the Villainess, so I'm taming the final boss. I'm the Villainess is a dumb, feel-good romance. And around episode 6, it really seems like it's going to be ramping up to be very plot-driven. Based off of the trailer for it, I really thought it was just going to be a comedy, a dumb romance. You knew exactly who was going to get the man at the end. It almost seems now like it's got some harem elements to it. But Eileen Daughtry's life changes forever on the day that her engagement with the Crown Prince Cedric is nullified so he can be together with Lilia Rainworth. The event triggers Eileen's memories from her past life, and she realizes she's been reincarnated in a romance video game as the Villainess. She is destined to die, and to prevent this, she's going to attempt to fall in love with Cedric's half-brother, the Demon King Claude. This really sort of sets you up to where you think it's going to be a self-contained 12 episodes. She's going to start in the beginning, flirting, annoying, getting to know the Demon Lord, and then by episode 12 we'll have a really big showdown and she'll fall in love with him and they'll all be happily ever after, or at least her and Claude will. This thing hits you with a season-ending, arc-ending episode at episode 4. We get huge conflict resolution, and it actually sets you up for what would be considered the second game in this series. And that arc only takes episodes, I guess, is it 4, 5, and 6? Maybe just 5 and 6? How many episodes of this are out? How many of these did I watch? I'm lost. Are there 8? Episode 8's already come out. I am completely caught up. Arc ends on episode 4. Second arc starts on 5, 6, 7. It's over by 8. What are we ramping to? Huge plot revelations. Almost seems like a reverse harem, except you know she's gonna fall in love. She's already in love. I have no idea where this is going to go, but it's stupid, it's feel good, it's funny. It's stupid in all the best ways. Next up, I just got caught up, finished binging Raven of the Inner Palace. This is an anime about the Raven consort, who lives in the inner palace of the Emperor and essentially shares the same status as the Emperor, but doesn't have to do any of the things that a consort. She has magical powers, she spends her days alone, and then the Emperor shows up one day and makes a request of her. And this, it's a romance, and it's a drama, and it's a mystery, and there's a lot of plot to it, but it also feels a lot like Fetch Quest the anime, where every couple of episodes, they set you up for a mini mystery, and usually it belongs to or pertains to a certain item and a person who is deceased that was attached to that item, and sending their soul into the afterlife. By doing this, it unravels a lot of mysteries about what's going on inside the Emperor's court, and how people are behaving, and what sort of undermining politics they might be using to get and further their own dreams and goals. It also has a lot to do with the previous dynasty, and there seems like there's some, like, almost racial conflicts, except just the previous dynasty had white hair, and now anyone that had white hair has been beheaded for the new dynasty to take over. The main character is the Raven consort. She's a big tsundere. She doesn't want to admit that she likes people. She does not want to get close to anyone. She's following the teachings of her predecessor. She remains in as much secrecy as possible. But definitely the Emperor seems like he's kinda into that. and he keeps bringing her gifts and making requests of her and is infatuated and is doing lots of research about her position and how she came to be. I'm very excited to see how it all sort of comes together and how we're going to resolve some of the strings that it's been laying out. Oh yeah! Holy crap. Akiba Maid Cafe. Akiba Maid Wars? Is that what it is? That's what it's called, right? Yeah. Akiba Maid War. This follows an innocent 17-year-old named Nagomi who has always admired maid cafes and goes to the city of Akiba to join one. She does not realize that it essentially works like the mafia, and when she gets there, she's going to be constantly thrown into turf wars and blood battles with other maid cafes. She must navigate this world while also serving the Ojo-samas of the patrons that visit the cafe. It seems like every cafe has to earn something called sweets money, of which they are always behind on. And this puts you in some very wild situations that you did not think that you were going to find yourself in while watching an anime. This thing is constantly subverting expectation and upping the ante. You think that it can't get any funnier or any wilder, and it just keeps stepping up. It's a very odd pull. There's no manga, there's no light novel, there's nothing to base this off of. You're just sort of there, and you don't want to miss it. Some other noteworthy things. I hear do-it-yourself is pretty good. I hear do-it-yourself is super cute. Super cute. I think I watched just the first episode. It's a slice of life. It seems like all the girls are very well-rounded. They join a... It's not a shop class. They make it very clear that it's not a shop class. But it is a do-it-yourself club. And I haven't watched any more of it. I'll get around to it eventually. This season has just had so many good things that it's hard to keep up with all of it. I've also been told that The Witch from Mercury is pretty good. Seems like it's pretty decent. I was really excited for it since it was the first time that they're gonna have a female protagonist in a Gundam, like a true protagonist. Which seems really long for as long as this franchise has been around. You think that we would have had a true female protagonist somewhere along these lines. But then I also got told that it's Gundam High School, and that immediately just killed it for me. I'm just like, why do I care about Gundam High School? Have we not seen Giant Mech High School over and over and over and over again? And this is coming from an isekai lover. What do I care? Pop Team Epic Season 2 is kicking around. Pop Team Epic is always a good, it's always a good time. I don't know, it's kind of hard to sit down and get through, like, a whole episode, but it's some fun sketch comedy. Just wouldn't want to binge the whole thing, I guess. Maybe little bits and pieces. There's some other good things that obviously I'm just not talking about. I've seen one scene from The Eminence in Shadow, and I think I want to watch it. I can't tell. Is it in? I don't know if it's an isekai or not. It is an isekai. The main character just seems like an idiot, and I'm usually here for when the main character in an isekai is an idiot. That's usually the best kind of main isekai character. It just kind of sets my... It's just the best. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. And I should plug our socials. So if you want to interact with us, you can check us out on Instagram at AnimeTourBus, Twitter at Anime_bus, or you can check out our website, which is meyouandweeaboo.wordpress.com. It's always a good time. We post some memes from time to time. We're semi-active. Well, listener, I don't really have anything else for you. I just wanted to pop in, make you know that we're still here, just kind of say hi, tell you about some of the other stuff that I've been watching. Eric has not. Eric's not been watching this stuff. Eric should watch this stuff. I think he would really enjoy Akiba. I think that would be his jam, and he just won't give it a shot. Hey, tweet at us. Tweet at us. Hit us up on the website. Tell Eric about how much anime he's missing out on. Tell him about the season of bangers. And we'll see you next week to talk more about Chainsaw Man and Spy X Family. It's gonna be a good time. Okay, bye!